pushing the limit of how many times you can say the word thing in one show.
That's the next thing.
That is the next thing.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
It's a Friday, and on Fridays we like to talk to Tim May, Letterman Rowe, and right here on the Fan on the Bryant Healing Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Tim, did you dip in at all on Texas-USC last night on the replay?
You know what, I'll be honest with you, I forgot it was on. I was watching something else. I can't remember what I was watching. But, yeah, I dipped in on the end and saw the guy voting for the Heisman Trophy, Vince Young, win the game while the guy who actually won the Heisman Trophy was on the bench on the biggest play of the USC season that year. That still baffles my mind.
Wild.
The best player in college football is not on the field with one play to go, so to speak. I mean, I'm talking about Reggie Bush. So
sure.
Of course, yeah, I think he had to give that trophy back anyway. But I saw people tweeting about it because, I mean, for whatever reason, I watch Twitter all the time now, and when you see Mac Brown, you know, getting,
isn't that cool?
So obviously getting excited about it. It was pretty cool, and it kind of brought back memories to me because earlier that year, I had spent like 3 days at Texas. Ray Stein sent me down to do some advanced stuff on Ohio State playing Texas for the first time ever, you know, that year. And Mac Brown brought me into his office there, which was at the south end of Memorial Stadium in Texas. Man, it was one of the more enjoyable 45 minutes I ever mm-hmm. spent with a head coach of any sport. So it was kind of cool because, you know, but since Ohio State had played them, you kind of had an intimate knowledge of what that team was all about. And then to see, you know, a great player just take things into his own hands and win the game for you, you know, that's what separates college football from almost any other sport.
Tim, when you remember that 2005 Ohio State game against Texas in the Shoe, what comes to mind to you?
The drop pass in touchdown pass in the end zone, the conundrum on who was Ohio State's starting quarterback, because if you know what had happened at the end of the 2004 season, Troy Smith started the five season in the doghouse, and just little things like that. But also how Vince Young, who cares what kind of pro football player he was as a collegian, and especially that year, you know, just to watch him, you know, do his magic in Ohio Stadium, you know, with that drive to win it. That's what comes to mind. I mean, I enjoy, you know, it doesn't matter to me who wins the game. I just like to be entertained, and that was about as entertaining a game in Ohio Stadium as you can get from a drama standpoint.
Tim, a lot of people claim that as maybe the greatest college football game ever played, that 06 USC-Texas game. There are a lot of nominees, as you and I could go down. A lot of teams, games that jump out. James mentioned the 06 Ohio State-Michigan game that he played in, which was an incredible game. The best game I've ever seen in person in terms of – because it has to be the story, right? It can't just be – I've been to a lot of games of teams that where there was nothing really at stake, and it was a great game on a Saturday. But to me, for it to really transcend, the stakes have to be there. The story has to be there. So for me, it was the Alabama-Ohio State game down in the Sugar Bowl that we were all at on the way to the national title, just because of everything at stake. When you think of some of the games, when I put to you, what's the best game you've seen in person? What are some of the games that jump out?
Well, 2002 national championship game, Ohio State-Miami is right up there. I mean, you know, double overtime, and the way that game flipped on a couple of – flipped one way and then flipped the other and then flipped back. I mean, that was a lot like that 2005 national championship game, 2006 Rose Bowl, obviously. But there's a great example. I mean, you know, Ohio State in the Rose Bowl in '96. You know, the drive with Joe Germain throwing to David Boston for the winning touchdown, and then Arizona State still having a shot. You know, coming back and Ohio State making a play there at the end. But there are a million. I mean, Alabama, Notre Dame, and, you know, back in my old time was that, 1972? It was actually played in New Year's Eve, 1972, the Sugar Bowl. You know, Tom Clements throwing the ball off the goal line to keep a Notre Dame drive going and to burn the clock. I mean, they're just – and that was a national championship. I mean, there's a bunch of them out there. Doug Flutie, Hail Mary, you know, are you kidding me, against Miami? Now, I didn't see two of those in person, but – I watched every minute of them, you know, and it's like when you start defining one game as the greatest game ever, you're really stepping into a minefield.
Yeah, it's fun, though, right? It's fun to have these discussions because it leads to, oh, yeah, this one was better, or I saw this one. And so that's the beauty of sport, right?
Let me interrupt you.
Is that?
Somebody had me list, like, my top 10 games I've ever seen. I can't remember what I did this many years ago. And one of the ones I had on my list, and, then, you know, give me a little bit of a string here, was Lufkin versus John Tyler in 1974 in Lufkin Stadium. Lufkin's Abe Martin Stadium, where you had five Southwest Conference head coaches in the press box watching this game. It was a top number three versus number five teams in the state of Texas. You know, big school. You know, Earl Campbell's twin brothers were on John Tyler. Lufkin had a couple of twins named Delrick and Elrick Brown, who were basically imagined Ted Ginn Jr. twice. That's what these guys were all about. And it was, and the game ended up being 7-0. But it was a hell of a game, you know what I mean? And so you're right. You don't have to – doesn't have to be the Super Bowl or a national championship for you to go, man, I remember every play of that like it happened 5 minutes ago.
Tim, are you getting nervous at all about football in the fall?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to be. I mean, you know, a lot of people sort of jumped Herbie last week when he did whatever that interview was, where he sort of, in essence, said the same thing you just said, nervous. But, he thinks there's a better chance it doesn't happen than it does. But – think about what everything that has to fall into place now for them to even get to into camp. See, I'm figuring if you do this the right way, you're going to give teams 5 or 6 weeks instead of, you know, 3.5 to 4 to get ready, because most teams missed most of their spring ball. So we're talking about middle of July. Everything, you know, the all clear siren going off, you know, and right now, it's really hard to see that because you're in the midst of the – we're maybe not even in the midst of the storm right now. As I keep saying, the eye of the hurricane, I think, is still offshore. And I don't know if you guys agree with me or not. But
we do.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that could happen. So it's really folly. But, you know, what I was just on recording my At Speed podcast with Mike Schenck a while ago, and we were talking about the fact that you could have every sport in America, the NHL, the NBA, college football, auto racing, baseball, all trying to jam their seasons into September, October, November, December. That will be a fall to remember if, in fact, that all happens.
Yeah, there's no question. If it does happen, it will be pretty spectacular. Tim, I just got this email from a listener, Andrew, who says, we were talking about, you know, greatest game you've ever seen in person. I don't have a point of reference on this one in that I was only 6 years old at the time, 7 years old at the time. My first Buckeye game, only 10 at the time, but my grandfather took me to this one, Iowa versus Ohio State, 1985. Chuck Long, Heisman front runner, and Iowa ranked number one. My guess is you covered that.
Yeah, I covered that. And Ohio State, I mean, it was great because somebody brought it was a Citizen Journal headline, not the Dispatch headline, the morning of the game. And I can't remember what it said, but it's pretty much like, Chuck Long ready to obliterate Ohio State or something. I'm making that up. That's not what it said. But it was basically questioning the Ohio State secondary, you know, which had, by the way, William White and Sonny Gordon, some of these great players in it, you know. And Ohio State just put them with Chris Spielman, had a hell of a day that day. But, that's what I'm saying. Once you start naming the greatest game ever played, you're going to get a lot of competition there, brother.
Let me get you out of here on this one, because apparently ESPN's going to do this every Thursday. They're going to replay a classic game. Is there a game that you'd like to see that maybe you remember in a certain way in your mind's eye, but would like to relive that they could play on that Thursday? It'd have to be one of certain amount of magnitude, obviously, for them to get it. But what one comes to mind that we haven't seen quite enough of that you'd like to see replayed?
Notre Dame, Michigan State, 10-10 tie back in 66, which decided the national championship for some reason, even though Alabama had its greatest team ever that year under Bear Bryant with Ken Stabler and Ray Perkins at wide receiver and Dennis Holman and those guys. And that team went 11-0 and didn't win the national championship. But I digress there. I would like to see that 10-10 tie again, because I don't think that was as good a game as most people, as legend has had it from the little replays I've seen. And then I'd like to see, for example, personally, Alabama-Notre Dame, that game I just mentioned a while ago.
Yeah.
There's a great moment in that game where a player gets knocked out and is laying spread eagle on the field, and they break to a commercial and they come back, never mention it. Now, they would be following him with a handheld camera, you know, up the ramp, you know. Yeah. And you know, you understand how things have changed. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is, my friend. Always good catching up with you. We'll do it again next week. Tim May, Letterman Rowan, right here on the Fan.
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy.
See you guys.